So you have this personal sharing. Who want to start first? We go according to.
Radio and all my candidates. This retreat, I think I have improved from my previous level before I came. When I bow, it seems to be much easier.
Yeah, very natural way of life.
I'm not sure why, because at home I am last year I bow. Then after that, because my leg, something wrong with it, so I stopped bowing actually.
Yeah, there you try to know. Just do. Then the other thing is here in a retreat, your mind state are better, your faith is better than the environment, the great beings, nature, our collective consciousness. They are a bit different, very strong. That's why when you come to retreat, when the causes and conditions are there, you will progress, you will transform. That's why before this silent temple stay retreat unofficial, before it start, I already hinted to you. Wait till this retreat, a lot of kayamita will actually transform and develop better understanding. Very good. Continue.
Then the other thing is the lying down meditation. So the one that I find very different was, I think, yesterday. Yesterday when I lie down, this time I really try to do the instructions
Yeah,
given.
follow what I actually instructed you on. Relax, aware, don't try to know, don't try to do. Just let it be. Then you will settle down. That's why I saw you can sit very long, can lie down very long.
So I also, because there was a fly, then the fly was flying around my face, forehead, and then the cheek, and then the most irritating part was on the lips, stay there, and then you hook around there.
You know why it come or
It was a test, right?
not? Because these are some of the karmic thing. Understand not? When you were born as a fly, you did this to meditate. Understand? So when the time come, you want to progress, want to penetrate already, then this thing come. Understand not? You reap what you sow. So never mind, accept. Then if you can, forget about irritate or what. Just let the flow do what it likes. Understand not? I already say, assume you are dead. Understand not? But if you want to develop some further understanding, then maybe you sit through it or lie down and experience it. And I can tell you, sometimes itchiness or whatever, you're just aware, it disappears. It disappears, whatever. Then this thing, the fly, I went through. You're just silent. Because the form, is the form. It goes the way of nature. Why? Consciousness trapped inside, it has its sense bases stacked up. Understand? Then when this thing fly around, you know what is the sense data that is created? That sound, understand? Hearing. Then hearing, you perceive, fly. Then after, like Manyan say, after it go around your face and all say, then the worst one is it go to your lips. Understand? Then the first thing is, after come out of the meditation, now she recall, there were irritation, understand? She felt very irritated, understand? The slight aversion is always there. One. There are other people who have not gone through this, totally cannot see. Understand? So what they do is they will do something good. But lie down and go through it. Then you understand what sensation is. Sensation that like become stir or condition into itchiness or what, because we have the sense basis, understand not? We have contact. So that one will trigger off. Then we label it as itchy, annoying, or disturbing. It's because we stir our mind. So when you understand, you continue to assume you are dead. Dead man cannot do anything. Let the fly do what he likes. Then you realize if you endure, the fly will go. Then after that, when you have the understanding already, don't be so sola. The fly come, you got something like the jacket to cover your face, you put on your face. Your other part of your body, the fly come, you got no problem with it. It's only your face, eh? Because you scared the lips. Fly very dirty, everywhere also. Eh? They call it dwelling. The fly dwell. And the fly like to dwell on what? All the food and the dirty thing their food. So that mundane mind is so conditioned. Fly means dirty. But you cannot blame the fly because they have to look for food as well. They go to the flower, they go to everywhere, especially food. If your house cook got fragrant and all there, the fly will come. You don't have the netting else in it. You don't know what he do. He dwell there and he call you for you. But they also spit like us, urinate, understand? Then their body, you think clean. Fly everywhere with all the hair, everything. So they collect a lot of things on dust, all this. That's why they say housefly. If your food got housefly, you better throw or don't eat the area. Otherwise, unnecessarily, you get your stomach get into what they call trouble. Okay, continue.
So yeah, eventually the fly flew away and didn't catch on me anymore. Then I continue. Then after that, I felt some movement on my chest on the right hand side. It's like not painful sensation, just like someone rolling some a pen on top of the skin. Yeah.
So not painful now. Oh, because when you report to me at the kitchen, from the way you sound, like something is hurting you. Understand?
Oh no.
If it's not painful one, then it's meant to be. Understand? The nature need to clear something there. There is something there that the nature need to clear for you. It will clear for you. So awareness based meditation is very amazing. I remember last time when I meditated, my back. Last time I used to tell you I fell when I was very young. I stepped on the banana skin. I really somersaulted out. I still had on my back. So that one actually quite severe, but that time I was so young. I think also about 8 years old or 9 years old. Then I don't know. Then I dare not tell my father, so I rested. Then after a while, I feel okay, nothing wrong. That's why I go home, I rub some tita. Then after that, for very long, nothing happened to me. But later on, as I grew up, after I was age 30 something, the slip disc and all this thing, then I feel the back there, pain. Then I told you I met that Tak Yi Kong Lang is on. Is it? No, pure psychic, I think. He got special ability on, from China on. I did tell you all the story. Oh, Kok Lun did here. I was in Singapore. I didn't know. When I was there, I got one very good friend. Hui Ling, the father, Casey Un. So he very good. Every time got good teacher, good master, he will alert me. Then when I was there, he said, "Hey, Kiku Kiku, I take you to see this guy. Is it from China? Very special." So he said he really very special. So we went to the apartment. I think the relative applied for him to come over. Then I think he has sensed my energy also. Then he know we are serious though. So at first, he doesn't know us. Then he came out and meet us. Then when we told him we would like to come and learn from him, and also at the same time pay respect and also. Then he can send a link. He said, "Okay, come." Okay. So we went in. So we sit. Then we talk. Then I think they all asked him, "In China, we heard, you all got this program, for super abnormal people with special power." Then he smiled. He said, "Yeah." He said, "There is a school." And that was 1980 something. He said, "Where they study all this, everybody got special skill. What are special skill? They got on." So he, I think he got very good qi or no. I don't know is whether it's Qigong or what, I don't know. But he is like talented or natural or no. Then he told us a lot of the people there are very special. They can do a lot of fantastic things. Then the best one, the most respected one, is the guy. He's 20-year-old years old. This guy is about 60 years old. That 20-year-old years old, he told us that he can like split his fight every year or no. He in Beijing, they use all the instruments, scientists. He can simultaneously manifest at all the city on the major city. And really he was there. You remember during the Buddha's time, there is a sutta, one become thousand. And he can do that all. That's why that was the most amazing. But not important, because this one is special ability. I don't want to call it psychic, because these people are more pure. Then after all this questioning, then he told us his specialty is Tai Chi. So when he say that, he said, "Anybody got any problem or not? Backache or what?" Oh, I say, "That is good." I say, "Yeah. Yeah, when I meditate, I can feel that, the chi block there, cannot go through. Then sometimes my pure awareness go there. I didn't know. That's why now I can tell my young, the nature will do for you, go there." Then inside, the nature tell me, "Hey, this is like, it's a waste, Pure energy, you will heal your physical. Understand? Then after that, I stopped. I didn't do it. Then I just endure and go through it. Wow, meant to be one. You know what happened? When I told him I got this backache, then he looked at me. I think he can feel my nature's energy. He said, "Okay, sit." He asked me to sit on a chair. You really don't believe. His hand was 2 feet away, Not 2 inches, 2 feet away, He just moved. Like to him, it's very simple, very natural. Oh, I straight away felt his energy coming in with the chi, the heat build up. Oh, after that, clear. The whole thing clear. Please don't ask me where is he. I don't even know his name. Yeah, he came for a while only. So there is such people. So now, you continue.
Yeah, I think today the morning one got more movements. It's like when you're hungry.
Yeah.
But it's not hunger lah, something else.
You need to eat.
Oh, but it's not hunger.
Definitely, but the body know you need to eat. Understand? You need food. When you do this, it draw your physical energy and transform it into spiritual energy. Although you haven't located your gateway, but the awareness start to function already. I remember I also told Song. Initially, when I located the gateway where I know how to do awareness, wow, I'm very hungry, the body need food. So at one time I eat. Then sometime middle of the night I go and look for food. My wife know. And I know what food it need on. So don't worry, this is good sign, sensation. The nature will tell you what you need on. Okay.
There's another sensation, but this one may be more normal, like the The leg move by itself.
Ah,
Just stop.
correct,
Just stop. That's it. Stop.
correct. Correct. That is the movement that nature inside through awareness do the healing or whatever that you need to do to transform that nerve center and nadi. That's why it will like tingling sensation. That you move itself. Oh. A lot of area in your body, it will move itself. Wow, very good, huh? So yeah. Sadhu, no wonder you can
Yeah.
lie down so long. Yeah. Sadhu, sadhu. Wow. You can't deny that. Yeah, very good. Sadhu, huh?
Thank you, Varathio,
Ah, thank
for all
you.
your guidance.
Sadhu. Some? No, huh? Thank you. Okay, Varathio. Yeah. Sanitize or use the cordless. Oh, the cordless, where is it? Sanitize the cordless first so that we can exchange it. Yeah, better. Yeah.
Good afternoon, Alberto. I hope I'll start off with it. It's not something that I usually talk about. When I first started, nothing specific. How I got into it, right? So, my kind of person,
Yeah, different,
right?
your
Different.
character different.
I base my understanding and all those things on what I see, what I experience, and all those. So faith initially is built on that thing lah. You must experience it. You must have seen
Based,
it.
you must actually
Evidence-based
have confidence, based evidence-based, that is the right
So
word.
as I cultivate, you see changes, whether it's in yourself or around you, you would know whether you are progressing in the right direction or not.
Correct, yes.
So that will give you faith, that will give you confidence. You will see things changing, especially let's say if you're still working, it's your work environment. You'll get more and more moments of what you call inspiration.
Inspiration, huh?
You do things that probably people think that they never think of it, you just do things differently.
Not the normal
Not the
people,
normal way of thinking.
that normal way.
You
Then you become more efficient.
yes,
You have
become more
clarity
efficient.
on. Then you are more patient. You don't simply like emotion and all those things where you are aware.
And then people begin to come and seek
Advice.
not advice,
Sadhu.
not just what you call work related, any other things. Right? You sit in meetings also, you can see the heedlessness on people thinking and commenting.
Wow, that's very good. Means your awareness has developed.
And I just sit there, and then when you need to provide that kind of input, it's very direct.
Wow, Sadhu.
Very
Very,
direct.
very good.
Right.
Good sign, good sign.
So,
Wow, Sadhu.
I was surprised one day my boss came to me and said, hey, we have been working all these years, thank you very much. Without you, we would not have reached where you are today. So, a lot of appreciation. Right. So, overall, I'm very happy how I have progressed. And
Sadhu, very good.
this retreat, has strengthened a lot of understanding. Right?
You are able to relax, and
Yeah.
you are able to let your mind settle down and
Yeah.
sink in into the
So, in a
awareness.
way, my faith has grown in terms of roots, right?
Sadhu.
So, I've come to a point where there's a lot of things that I still don't understand. Still a lot of things to cultivate and still not awakened. So, can still be heedless.
Don't worry, that one will come soon.
Sometimes can kena hantam lah.
That one is okay. That one is payback coming back. We are last time, previous life or what, we don't know, we also taro before, we also hantam before. So you cannot back on. That's why when I saw how I did to my father, then how my son did to me. I know, I understand.
Anyway, that one you can smile at it,
Yeah, you can laugh,
because these
smile.
days well, we are not perfect,
Correct.
right?
Living being,
You have to
before you have the
smile.
awakening, you are not perfect, right?
Yeah,
But with the
but
beginning of Dhamma understanding, your character, your personality will transform and change for the better because you're understanding it now. Then after that, all of your life and karmic nature all starts to transform.
yeah, but at least now with the Dharma, there's a protective layer like Teflon,
Correct, correct, correct. Your virtue actually protect you. Yeah, you have less negativity. Unless the heavy karma cannot run on, then that one will manifest. But you need condition to so. If you don't allow condition, it will not manifest. Very good.
So there's a lot of things that I still need to understand, like I say.
But you will slowly
Yeah.
develop the
So
understanding.
that faith has now been is
Enhance, huh?
not only enhanced, it's based on trust.
Trust, yeah.
Trust. Because there are still things that you do not know. Still things that it sounds more like fairy tale, but let's accept it for
Yeah,
now.
open mind, open mind.
But you know that there's something like that.
These are
You know
possible.
where your direction is.
Yes.
Just diligent, like what you say. Just do lah.
Yeah, sadhu. Very good.
Just do, right? So for that, I think my sincere gratitude for all the guidance. All the guidance, you know, and all your insights into the teaching, as well as your personal about career and about life situations. Well, the other night was very inspiring.
At the kitchen there.
From there, I can draw a lot of parallels to my own career, how I have developed and all this.
That's why it will transform
Yeah,
us.
so I'm also working towards retirement, lah.
Oh,
So
sadhu, sadhu, sadhu.
you can see it's working towards that way. When I do not know, lah.
Just
But
let things be. The
I'm not under
condition will
pressure
unfold.
to
Yeah, correct.
retire.
Yes.
My situation is different. I
Yeah,
just
yeah.
carry on.
Correct,
Nobody
correct.
would pressure us. Right.
But at least you have done the first
Yeah.
part already. Because that day you told us, I remember, you have allowed the younger one to come out.
Oh
Remember?
yeah. We still have a lot to put back, make sure it carries on by itself. The other thing is I'm also very grateful that I have a full-time Kalyanmita.
Sadhu, sadhu,
I
sadhu.
have to mention her name, Sister Pamasuri, because otherwise when people hear the recording, they might be mistaken. Very grateful to her. She has done her duties very well, and I can't forget that day where she skillfully invited me to Thursday class for the Hey, come, catch me there. 2 hours only. Ended up every week 3 times a day.
sadhu, sadhu.
I'm truly grateful for that. Yeah. Okay. So I can only look forward to my days ahead.
Sadhu, sadhu. Very good.
We have good moments. We can have our differences, but differences now after having a difference in opinion, we can look at each other and smile.
No problem.
I hope she can smile.
She still has some habitual tendency, not rooted. So
No,
that one, take time, take time. I think 2 days
no. She
ago.
has progressed very well.
Definitely, definitely.
To be fair, she has sense restraint now. She can only talk about going to Hantam, but stop there. Okay, for that, I think I'm very grateful to her. Yeah,
Sadhu, sadhu.
sadhu. Right. So all the best for all Kalyamitas lah.
Sadhu,
Thank you.
sadhu, sadhu. Okay, Colin. Got this one. Pass to Colin. Are they ready?
Firstly, I would like to express my gratitude to Brother Teo, Mrs. Teo. And secondly, I would like to also say thank you to all the committee who have organized this retreat,
correct.
Especially
the main one, Pharmacy.
And those who are also involved, like
Yuan Gerek. Sui An, they all, Jun Chan, my wife, they all. So all this, it is something that they will do annually where there is a retreat going on. Then they will come. They are volunteers and they are very helpful.
On the outside, it looks very simple, but it's a lot of
Coordination, one, a lot of harmony needed.
Yes, and a lot of consideration. So, sadhu to all the committee. Because I personally have benefited from this retreat. And I learn differently. I'm a person who learn from by doing.
Yeah, by doing.
Some people learn just by reading.
Correct.
I'm the kind who learn by doing. So over the first few days, I've also learned for myself while doing, while serving.
Sadhu.
And when I see, I can also see, I can also see and feel. And sometimes when a situation when there's a crisis, I realize that I can handle it more calm.
Much more better and calmer.
And only speak when necessary. Speak and where there is
condition.
They won't listen to you.
They won't listen to you. Don't do it, waste your time. Very true. Wow, very good.
So, and I, at the same time, I see my own fear.
Yeah.
And I just be with it.
Yeah, be. Then it will go.
Just go. And I naturally send metta.
Yeah. To all those who have the COVID on.
So they get well.
Yeah.
And
safe journey
them,
and all those
things. I don't need to say much, but I just support them.
Yeah.
So.
And you did very well. You take care of their food, take care of their needs and all those things.
Yeah.
Normally, new people who join a retreat, they are more selfish and stuff. But what I realize is Kaya Mitra are different. They're very willing to help, are very willing to go and do all this duty. Very good.
And next one is I would like to express my gratitude to all fellow Kaya Mitra. Like I said earlier, it's good to see you again. It's like a lottery ticket. It's like a lottery ticket.
Yeah, spiritual lottery ticket.
Yes. So what is the probability of this happening?
I think
this is fantastic.
Fantastic, yeah. And you don't know me, I don't know you.
Yes.
No way, man.
There's no way.
And because so happened, Eric. Eric. And he actually was the one, 24 years old, suddenly got this depression for half his life. Then he came to Thursday class. Surprisingly, he used day to day. He didn't know Dhamma one. He never learned Buddhist teaching one. But I use day to day language, where I remember how I have Alicia. They go through suffering, you don't talk so much Dhamma. You talk first noble truth, reality, and the second noble truth, cause of arising. They will understand. The first noble truth reality, they kena kau kau. You remember at Suyan's house? The essential Dhamma there, at one corner on the right hand corner, all the wrong thought, you remember? I write it out. What constitutes wrong thought? Your fear, your phobia, all that one is there. And he immediately understands. Half his life, 14 or 15 years, is in depression. That's why I realized with that, I can actually let him understand. Then after the first two lessons, he knows it is something that will help him and important, but he doesn't know how to actually make use of it. So what happened was, I think after a few weeks, he suddenly tells Suyan, I must see Brother Teo. Suyan contacted me. Said, Brother Teo, okay, he want to see you. I say, if he want, okay lah. Because there is a condition, there is an understanding. So what happened was, he came and see me, he has to. My wife also know. He came, then I just find out what is going on. I say, I have to ask you what is it. Then he told me all the history behind how the mother and how people looked down upon him and how he went into depression. Then I said, very good. But now we can talk, I said. Then we talked for almost 3 hours. And because the way I explained to him is to summarize what I have taught in that class and make it systematic so that he can understand, so that he know what to do, including asking for forgiveness. Then he got another problem. He also got cancer. And so, that's why he was full of gratitude, and now his cancer all cured. Yeah, he did follow my advice. So I said, karmic thing is like that. When you understand that these are wrong thoughts, that condition you feel, don't allow it to do that to you. Then he realized, last time, what happened and how he became depressed is because at first, he cannot take what the mother said. Then he got one more brother and one more sister. They all normal kids. Okay. But he got problem. Somehow he cannot pass his exam. He cannot graduate. Then the mother, every time, I don't know whether it's mother, is all like that. Wow. Tell him all, say you useless, you are. Then at first, he was song. He don't believe it. Means favoritism. You like the other sibling, you don't like it. Then later on, he realized a very important understanding. After a while, he realized the depression becomes so bad. The thoughts start to tell him what now. Maybe my mother is right. I'm really stupid. You cannot pass it. When you listen to the thought, you get into deeper and deeper. Then he realized, brother, this is all wrong thought. Then he wake up and said, like addiction. Because last time in depression, he react on very reactive, and then the negative evil a lot one. There is no kindness, there is no virtue, no generosity, no appreciation. All this don't have. Because the thought will tell you why these people are that stop me from going into the husband's business. Yeah, I'm the wife now. They all brother, sister, they take control. Yeah. So this type of envy, jealousy, bosong, there are a lot of things. Why they talk to me like that? They look, don't look up on me. Yeah? It's like you married or you are the sister-in-law. Then try this side, the brother, sister, they all, because you cannot blame them. Yeah? She is so depressed and sick. Then people look at her in a different perspective. They perceive her negative. And because of that, she told me after he come to the Tuesday class, after the first lesson, also first number two, he can understand that all this suffering he went through. Then the wrong thought one, she start to reverse. She start to do certain things that can make her happy, with joy. Starts to be like appreciative, start to have right thought, good thought, wish people well being. Then no more negative thought. That's how she turned. And I saw her turn, and she told me that. She even came and advised me and said, but dear Brazil, 这些人, in depression, 最好是叫他去, ask him to go to, like, 自己 or what, help people recycling or do something good, and then they will come out of it. Otherwise, the wrong thought, like a cocoon, cannot come out. Keep on coming on, like OCD. What? Obsessive. Compulsive and
intrusive.
So this type of thing is what a depressed person can. That's why they say you got OCD condition. Understand? Oppressive, compulsive and intrusive. The thought just come in or no? So all these things is what the mind is all about. So when they understand, they know these are like using your thought. I gave the analogy, I explained to Eric. I said, it's like you're using your thought to harm yourself, hurt yourself, and make yourself miserable. Create all these negative thoughts. Then he start to understand. Then he applied. And you know what happened? I remember after 2 days, He text Sui An. He said he clearly. He know what to do. And before that, after he met me, you know, Sui An, very concerned. Immediately after he left, he text me. He said, Bertio, how was the meeting? I said, he got him already. Well, there and there, I know he got him already. He was full of joy and he can understand. Oh, I said, he got him. Then within 2 3 days, he really text me. The all the past, I was half my life in depression. All this thing. I never knew, just through talking to Bertio. Then this understanding can free the mind and become like that. That's why Sui An saw the message forward to me. That's what I have to do. So all these are possible. How did we come to this?
Lottery ticket.
Oh yeah, lottery ticket. Yeah. If Eric has not got this condition, there is no condition for Cobham to come. He has the affinity. But you need condition. Then of all things, they are one gang also got problem. Go motivation, course, attend what? Seminar, workshop, self-improvement, empowerment, or the other one. Pay a lot of money some more. Then you get to know Eric. Then Eric bring those few, I think including one Indian or singer, I think singer. So they all came. That's how the condition unfold. Oh, very good. You continue. Took up too much of your time.
So I'd like to thank all the fellow Kayomitas for your unconditional love and your selfless and diligent work, especially in producing the videos, YouTube and audio.
Yeah.
And that has also enabled me to listen it daily, sometimes maybe 3 or 4 times a week. And I use that and apply in my work.
Yeah, sadhu.
And I use that and apply in my relationship.
Wow, very good, very good.
So sadhu. I see it change in my work.
Yes.
And the results.
Yes.
Shows.
Yeah, you become more efficient.
And that gives me more faith.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, liberality.
Maybe
Viriya. Yeah, yeah.
And this, it works.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's easier. I don't have to fight.
Like correct. You go with the flow. Your approach is different. You don't ngang chong ngang.
And I understand that it's also my nature.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And it's not my nature to be other.
Yeah.
And it's very natural.
Very good.
So thank you very much.
Yeah.
And also all the fellow Kayomitas who has sometimes WhatsApp and also supported. And I thank you very much.
Sadhu. We also thank you for your contribution to this retreat, because you actually showed a lot of very, very heavy responsibility. You carry water, the water, then you quietly you see what need to be done. In fact, one of the Kayamita told me, he said, Kokluna act very fast, I forgot who were they. Who was there? Po Cheng, I think Po Cheng told me.
I think Sister Po Cheng.
Po Cheng, Sister Po Cheng. Yeah. And he said he's everywhere. He said, and he moves so fast. He no need to find out. That's why he quietly do one. This type of understanding, tell you, the merits that come out of that is exceptional. That's why they have their what they call condition, their understanding from the past. Then they come, they continue, like he said, this is his way to resolve the accord and flow. And he likes to do it this way. That's why you will come to know when you start to develop the Dhamma understanding and connect your past, it will surface. Sadhu, very good.
And last but not least, I want to share my personal experience during this retreat.
Yeah.
So the first 2 days was sitting was very tough for me.
Yeah.
To the point that I have a strenuous back.
Yeah.
But luckily I have very good fellow Kayamitas.
Yeah.
Jay and also Alicia.
Yeah.
And bowing helps me.
Yes, I saw you bowing.
And that That's helps right. me we relax.
Oh.
And after that, I think day three onwards, every day the class, I can stay awake, you know.
Yeah, sadhu.
Sometimes during Zoom or Thursday class or Tuesday class, I may not or lose
Correct, correct.
concentration. But this
Yeah.
one is very natural
Yeah, yeah.
because maybe the condition is
Yeah,
different.
the energy, the virya, the faith,
And it's
energy.
helped me also to understand the Heart Sutra.
Wow,
Heart
sadhu,
Sutra.
sadhu, sadhu.
Certain things I did not catch before last
Yeah,
time.
yeah, yeah.
And I find that Appendix 3 and Appendix 6 are
Yeah,
so
fantastic.
beautiful.
Yeah.
And I put all the ear, nose, and eyes.
Wow, very good, very good.
So I've learned at least
Sadhu,
more
sadhu. Yeah.
than this.
That is good
So
sign.
thank you very much.
Thank you very much,
And
Helen.
also thank
Good
you, Father
sharing.
Phil, for your guidance.
Yes, sadhu, sadhu. My nature also rejoice. Thank you,
With
thank
that, I
you.
hand over to the
Yeah.
next fellow kayaker.
Next one is. Who? Oh, okay lah. Jin Hao lah, Jin Hao. Jin Hao, you might need gay power Yeah, Jin Hao, now, your turn.
Okay, first of all, I want to really thank you to Bratio. This retreat, my biggest reward was that I noticed myself that I got so many self conditioning that blocking myself. And that was that night. Brother sharing was very, very good to me, and I sincerely thank you, Brother, for that. And I noticed, you know, because I noticed I have stopped at a first glance of a bit of sati 2 years ago, and then the progress was like up and down, up and down, up and down. And I but now I really know that, you know, it was because I have too much condition in my mind that blocking about me, forget about progress. So I straight away that night, I make a vow to the Buddha, said that, you know, I want to start from a fresh dream sleep again, start all over. And I really thank you, everyone. I know that there's no much contributions, but apart from helping to do the videos and the YouTubes and the website, they all.
That one is very important. It will build on your parami. Because this one will benefit a lot of people for a long, long time. Then if you can, today one, the first two sharing, they go to kitchen duty. They didn't hear. You try to do it out. Or first three. Then you share with the Kayamita. Then Alicia and Song can listen. The very good sharing. Yeah, continue.
Yeah, because I also don't know, you know, all these YouTubes and website, all these ebooks, programming, all these things. I learn it for myself, big effort, because I notice all these are very important. And I personally benefit from it.
Yeah.
So I know that Bradio teaching is so good, though there are many that I don't know. But I know that, you know, by listening to it,
yeah.
I would, in future, I would definitely
yeah,
know.
Yeah. It will benefit a lot of people.
So that's why I say that they must be a site to park all the talks and all these things.
Yeah, yeah.
So, and also, I don't know how, I remember the second or third retreat on the website, when we set up the website. I have a wow. I mean, I make a wow to you that say that, you know, I was do my best to support
all
the Bratio teachings from life to life.
Last time Sakyamuni is Ananda. Now it's Jin Hao. But through tech IT, through IT, through technical transformation. So now no need elephant memory. You need recording. You need people to edit. You need people to have the experience to understand that, like Jin Hao said, not too long. Too long, most people don't even want to listen. Cannot follow unless they're serious. So all these are very good feedback. And I realize my short video, a lot of people go and see. Then, funny, sometimes when I just Google, all the video that I share one by one start to come out. Last time I never see one. Means the what they call this website that they create one, the video, I think they get money through don't know what, I don't know. What they do is, they know one now where they got big data. What are the popular one? People wants to like listen one and all. So you will come up on your video. Then they will get a hits, no subscriber and all that. Your website depend on the popularity. Right? The more popular, worth more. Right? So there's there was oh that one not important. Those people who know to listen one don't keep one. But those who like to do this one, they will do one. Yeah. But more important is the subscriber has gone up to almost 400 now. Why they go and subscribe? Last time hardly. Even to reach 50 or so, then when it break 100, Jin Hao very happy. But still, your this one break 100 and subscribe. Then suddenly, almost 400. And who listen? Kayamita got, but most of them, Jin Hao check, those who subscribe, they are not our Kayamita from all over the world. And their comment, some I tell you, they really like salute that dog. There was one short video. Not short video, I think not normal video. 3,000 overview. That one is the difference between awareness and consciousness. Then there is one on the three types of samadhi, kanika, upacara, kanika, upacara, and apana samadhi. You know, one of the comments the fellow put there, whoa, this is fantastic. Then after that, there's another one. You must be an Arya. Oh, he put there. So I was quite amazed. I was like, wow, got people who can understand my sharing. Not bad. No. That's why I say, I rejoice in your ability to understand. So I say, sadhu. So all these comments, you start to see them now. And I don't know them. They also don't know me. That one is beside the point. But for a person whom you don't know, dare to say this, he must have heard, and with that type of joy, he must have this understand. For you to explain all this and share all this, you must be the one that has the Dhamma understand. But he haven't find anybody who can do this. And do I read from notes? No! I just share like that. No. Off the cuff, understand? No. Then I share the Mahayana nine type of consciousness. With the Theravada, only one Vyana. Oh, that talk, very popular. Very popular. So all this, it's meant to be. Where you want to come out, it will come out. Then it become what it is. Continue, sorry.
Yeah, not much time. I'm also very surprised that, you know, like in Amazon, you see, there are people from Brazil that bought your book and they actually pay for all these books, you know, in USD. USD. Yes. I'm quite amazed. I don't know how you reach out and then, you know, they you know, Japan's, you know, Germans, Europe.
These are the serious ones. Willing to pay on her. I tell you, if a Dharma practitioner located my Heart Sutta book, they will buy. They will pay. Although they know what website free, he will not go and take. The serious one will buy. Because very different. You are cultivated, you read, I tell you. Who can write like that? The unique code. Who can write like that? Explain to you about the two mind and the mundane mind. And what is meditation? I tell you, you cannot find one. In general, you understand, your faith has increased. Very good for you, this one. You have also more understanding. I know, I say you. Because now you're very attentive, like Colin. Because last time, most of the time, not attentive. So, like in Tuesday class, I taught him meditate, you know, silent there. But he's finally told he slept. He must have slept. So it's okay, I understand. So the improvement is more. Now he wide awake, alert. So I first time heard her rejoicing very loud. Last time very quiet. A few times already. Correct, but you never do one. I mean, loud, understand? Silent one, maybe you do, I don't know, but loud one, no. First time I hear it a few times, first to do it, very good, very good. Yeah. Okay, Jira, continue.
Yeah, but all this work, not only me that are doing, actually, there are a big group of people, you see, like Brother Sui An, Brother Kim. And also most important, Sister Sui, is it? Christy also, I mean, Christy. Yeah. But Sister Sui, you know, like for this retreat, she really do a lot, is it? She's the last one to left the hall, is it?
Yeah.
So, yes, all these, you know, a group of these people are very, very thankful to them also. And also, in this retreat, I also noticed myself, it's like, you know, why things are happening in my life, is it's not by accident. And I'm glad that I have no dharma, so that you know I know how to rectify all
correct.
The problems and then start working out, you know, from there. So and also this morning, so something that I pick up from what you shared to Sister Yun Chang is, you know, involve the power of marriage to change the mind. Arise the causal condition to change the heart.
Your old way doesn't bring about result, understand?
That's why
you must have an open mind to develop new understanding so that you can continue to progress. Otherwise, that karmic thing will block.
I have the similar problem also. I pick it up and then I make a wow in the mainstream also.
The mainstream.
To path, to have the causal and condition to path the way. Have the awakening in the future.
Sadhu. Wow, very good. Rejoice. Okay, Palen, your turn. The rest, don't worry. Tonight, no evening chanting. You continue. So you have your turn. Then you can thank people, express your gratitude or whatever. Be very good, very wholesome. Then share what you have experienced and benefited. So all these are very wholesome because we give faith to people. Then after like listening to all the sharing or saying like Jin Hao, realize whatever advice or guidance I give to Yun Chan, he realized it's applicable to him. So all this is what sharing is all about. When you share, you learn faster. You don't only learn one to one. You learn from all the kayamita. That's why everyone different. That's why I want sharing is because of that. Then from here, you develop good understanding and progress because your exposure is very wide. Understand? Then it will hasten your bodhisattva way. Instead of waiting every life come, marry one person, learn from him or her. Now you understand through cultivator. Then all this later on will become your understanding and your parami. That's why I can guide people of any background or what is because this is what I have been through in the past. Understand? That's why I like to have this type of sharing. Certain type of retreat, the teacher, they scared the participant, they call you in one by one, personal sharing. They won't have open sharing. Then they have a very rigid routine, walking, sitting, everything. Then all the thing is like very rigid. We make it flexible because conditions different. We have to adjust, So now you start to understand and see all this. And you look back how I started. Kayamita Fan. To benefit Kayamita. Then like Cochrane Share, Virtue Share. It's because attending class for relative. Is listening to Dhamma, listening to Dhamma. God will know is his work not so free. But he make it a point, yeah, all the recording, all the whatever MP3 or video, he listens. That's why the constant listening to Dhamma. You realize that as Kayamita, you got the first three already. You got Dhamma friend, allow you to have the condition to constantly listening to a Dhamma. And these are the people who progress it. Then after that, your faith. Once your faith, step three or Avijja Sutta is established, you progress very fast. Where that faith drive you, especially at least earlier. Yeah. So this faith will drive you. So when you have faith, the fourth step will arise, the initial wisdom. That's why you will know how to handle whatever not so severe type of life situation. Understand? But initially, with that, the initial wisdom, Yoniso Manasikara, that one, you cannot handle major suffering and problem of people. Understand? Normal one, you can have already. But major one, you cannot. Like Suyan, I know him. He last time, chronic one, he referred to me. Then not so chronic one, he take over. Save me a lot of time. So that I don't have to meet up with so many. Otherwise, I talk about him. So all this you start to see. Then when you understand the Kayamita shape type of setup is to help you all move from the Avijja Sutta, step one, step two, step three. Then the initial wisdom you have developed. The step four is sure. You know? So what you need is step five. What is step five? Sati Sampajana. They say stabilize awareness. I even told Sui, once he stabilized, he moved very fast. Then, when you're an example, the moment he understand, follow instruction, do, you look at the meditation, totally different. And all this sharing is very useful to give faith to fellow Kayamita. 10 years or so, like a new work. Although I attend retreat so many times, maybe attend my class, she also one of the one with a very strong faith. And she will progress, I can tell you. So all this is what understanding is all about. And Sri Anand also start to be serious. Go back Zoom non-stop. Real day got Parami. He actually helped out a lot in the initial stage when I went over to Thursday class. He and me both. So all this Parami, they will support their cultivation and whatever pure wish or pure aspiration. Okay. Now, Paulia, why you look at the watch? you want to give yourself 3 minutes or 2 minutes? Okay.
First of all, I want to say thank you, Brother Teo. I think we are so blessed compared to those in Africa or in South America because we can access to your house.
Yeah.
You remember Mangala Sutta? Maha Mangala Sutta? Stay at a suitable locality. That is what you have. And like Colin say, like strike lottery.
I can't remember any year other than this year that Brother Teo, ding-ling on his fullness, that you really this year, you emphasize so much on sati, mindfulness. So I think maybe some of us, including me, our head is have to knock. Be knocked.
Yeah. In fact, you look at the unique code, it's all over headfulness. Stability or awareness, mindfulness. Oh, I have been sharing this for the last more than 15 years.
The most frightening is to tell people, my friend is asking something. I say, according to my teacher, my real meditation has not started yet.
Yeah, true.
And I would like to say thank you and high gratitude to people like Tamasubi, Junha, Suyi, those people. I think for us to come here, Mandila, Watla, Makana, we say no time, but they are working non-stop.
Contributing.
Brother Sui Anna built the infrastructure. Like Mama Sui have to take care of everything from small to big. Toilet paper also have to take care up to present everything.
Yeah, very good. In fact, Alicia also involved, Song, my wife, all involved. Even courtroom this round contribute so much.
Yeah, right. I know, even like
then Jayanta was saying, in his role as a doctor for our retreat participant.
Yeah, Mrs. Steele and Yun Chan, they also started buying things.
People
coming to the trips.
Then we already to Pamasuri arrange and coordinate with Sampo Temple, especially Tengen Subu, what we don't have, what we cannot bring, ask them to help us to buy. So for your information, there is a 1,000 budget that we will use that money to reimburse Teng Siong Su Fu for whatever expense she need to expense out to buy those things for us. Then the account, Sui An say he will finalize later when he receives of Teng Siong Su Fu. Besides the coconut, everything he buy for us. So luckily we did that. We must thank Pamasuri and Sui An. This drama, I realize he and Sui An are now like Sing Tong. No problem.
No problem.
No problem with that. Don't come back to me. Very slow.
No escalation.
No, last time, I will hear from Sui An something. Then I will hear from Pamasuri something. Then I will hear from other characters something. But whatever it is, I teach them how to resolve. Then I say, just let things be. If you cannot decide, let me decide. I become the Chao Lang. So they also know one thing. And you quote, Brother Teo decide one. But I realize that one is also good. So because of that, now people understand. I always say, if you are one of the Kayamita that volunteer to do all this, it's very wholesome. Understand that. So don't put your own opinion in, because your views, your opinion is due to your conditioning, your belief system, your habitual life. So this one, like sometimes for us, we say, I almost burst over. But it's okay, we have brother Tio know now can stop really. This can prevent it from arising. So this is a good sign as well. So what is happening, what I want to share is all this has to be resolved as well, amicably. So I remember during the early years, I think 5-6 years ago, they were doing the planning, they all gather at Miss Lee there. Then before that meeting, I already heard a lot of this type of feedback. So only I know. Then everybody got their own opinion and view on how to allocate the donation. Then there are some very vocal, which are not in the committee. The participant that very vocal. Why donate to that? Why donate to that? Why not do this? But you didn't have that. So why is it more than that? I told them, okay, I understand what is going on. You have your suggestion. I use the word suggestion. Suyan has suggestion. Say all this came to me first. Then I decide on. Well, otherwise, kao la. Then when I say I decide, they all keep quiet. Then I explain to them how I decide. We have to understand cause and effect. Everything also depends on affinity or condition. Then there are causes and conditions for things to happen. And most important thing is, as a volunteer, as a true Kayamita, these are very wholesome. So avoid negativity, avoid misunderstanding, avoid the unhappy feeling of bosong. What is important is, we ask ourselves, not what we want to do based on our views, opinion, and habitual tendency and condition. We ask ourselves, what is best for the Kayamita? Understand? This is a Kayamita fund. Common pool, everything is Kayamita. And it's meant to serve Kayamita. So what is best for Kayamita is not yours or his or her. Understand or not? Then I say, based on my understanding of the Dharma, I will decide. That's why when I decide, I have my understanding and my basic. So after that, until now, no more such issue. No more. Then I find the retreat all very easy. Last time I do duty, also complain on it. Remember we start that time. Then some, like we had data know. Then, but once we have the organizer, they put their name with you, but they don't turn up. A lot of this type of thing. But I say, let things be, because it's new, understand? And people haven't developed the Dhamma understanding yet. And most people are with a bit of selfishness and hidden. That's why they are just the way they are. So doing this type of work is part of cultivation. You become more mindful, more sensitive. Then you check whether you have applied the Noble Eightfold Path. You have applied the teaching to resolve things and make complete. And to see your own defilement, your own fault, your own shortcoming, like that, still very good. Spiritual check. Then you know how to resolve whatever that is not developed. Understand? That's why technical people very good. You have be very systematic. Like health check. Why you do health check? We have blood test. Show. You don't do anything. You take wrong thing. Certain organ get affected. You don't know. By the time you realize it, it's too late. So every 6 months or 1 year, go for medical check. That is very good. Well, anything happen, immediately you spotted it. It will not be too late. Okay? So what's the time now? Apollyon, 4 more minutes. You try. Still got 4 more minutes for you. After that, you can continue.
Okay. I think our this year retreat in this COVID-19 situation come out is also the fruits of under Brother Dale guidance, and Padmasuri is the sinful. Keep on contacting Cameron Highland here. I think Cameron Highland can feel a little bit friendly for us, but Brother always say got the condition. So why not other group? Why our group? So thank you so much for Brother Teo and Padmasuri. because Brother Teo maybe just to pai lang like Padmasuri have to, you know, deal with Cameron keep on asking Pachan
Not really why like, because it's like that we intend to have the retreat. A lot of Kaimita want the retreat, and we know. But then, they still don't know when they are opening up. So we already sound out to them that we really want. So every now and then we check, and they say, not yet, not open yet. Then later on, they say, whole of this year, no official retreat. But after Padmasuri asked, Padmasuri told me, I said, never mind, let things be. Then later on, Pachan Sufu need help because I think they have to raise fund for the chanting or the no one, the birthday of Kuan Yin or what. Then Padmasuri. Can. Sadhu. Very good. So because of that, the condition arrived, I just add this small part. After we help him, without you don't give him permission to come, why should we help him? Don't have such thing. Then Pachan Sifu appreciate, know that we are not the type that look forward to all this. We also know how to accord and flow, allow condition to manifest. So what happened was, Mama Suri came back and told me the good news. Of course, there is a little bit of bad news too. Not really bad news. We are limited to 20. Yes, the good news is that Pachan Sifu invite us to come to the temple and stay. So unofficial, you can hold retreat. But the committee already decide. So he will talk to the committee. They are my friend. I invite them over to have a silent temple stay. That's why the title is there. And I told Ivan Sui and the other Kayamita, I said, don't worry if Kayamita come to know. Yeah, they will understand. Yeah, it's not official. Then the number is restricted by them, not for us to say. Then Pama Sui, very good. He said, "But you, I let you decide." He came to my house, one piece of paper. Then somehow I, one by one, I know got affinity should be here. One, I name them. Then Tammy and don't know who, three of them was on waiting list. But both had to come because of condition. Meant to be will be, understand? Both also benefited. That's why you leave it to nature. You leave it to condition, manifest through nature's law. You don't have to decide, understand? I base on what? Those who have faith in me, constantly attend my class, yeah? And Yanta, I saw the last few years, he different, he really have faith. That's why I include him and all say, yeah. The bulk of it is Thursday class, Tuesday class, isn't it? Like LC, yeah? We extended to Hui Rong, but he go back Taiwan and all those things. So these are the understanding I want to share so that in future, you have all this understanding to resolve things amicably. The focus is not what you want, not to push your views out. What is best for Kayamita? Because this is Kayamita Fund's activity, and retreat, spiritual tree, everything. So we got surplus fund, who to donate also you want to express your view. I mean, you can suggest to me, like this trip, is it Teng Siong Sifu for the Vihara? I say, okay, no problem. Then, Kam Lan Chair, he got one, what? Charity home and another one? Sunday school, So I said, we make offering, don't it? Because when we have the surplus fund, we can do. And what I like is, our Kalimita fund, I never go and solicit over. People just donate. Some donate also, I don't know. Because sweet, I Stephanie, Tuesday, class, Thursday, every year they will report to me, but they still got so much, but they still, and every year increases. So that's why I told Jin Hao and my daughter there. You don't worry about money to maintain this website. We have the money. And I want this to be done by Kalimita Fund. Very, very wholesome. So we buy all the, what they call, protection. Ring fence, I don't know what. I also don't know, idea.
Backup and security.
Backup and security. Then whatever we need, the camera we buy. Understand? So this is how we make the Kayamita Fund different. Understand? The other people cannot donate to this type of thing. They're used for my classes. The gift of truth. And the Parami is very, very unique. Okay, with that we end. After you continue.
Our sibling can put money, can donate money into Kalimita Fund.
Can, provided they understand. Understand or not? You don't just like instigate them. Hey, you better donate. No? Please. Let them decide. If they would yen, then they will say, okay, boleh. Understand?
My sister gave me a little bit of money, asked me to donate, so she knows I'm...
Yeah, la, do it for him. La.
So up to me. So
yeah, my brother also, every time he make money, he believe in charity. He said, help me to donate. He just give me a figure of 3,000, 2,000, or 5,000. Then I donate. We need to Kayamita Fund. So all this, you can do, no problem. Okay? Let's rejoice. Then, all this.